So the guy sort of came out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming. And when life was looking pretty much hopeless, hopeless for everyone except for the ones in charge, and you know exactly what I mean about those in charge, he was quiet a lot of the time, talking to people about real things in their lives, things that matter. And sometimes he'd even tell them not to tell anyone else about him. Even when he fixed things in their lives that were wicked and wrecked and awful. He did some awesome things, though. And everyone flocked to see him. You couldn't miss it. Everyone wanted to hear what he had to say. And he seemed to know exactly what they were longing for. It was as if he knew what was in their hearts. He talked about God's heart of love for everybody. And he talked about God's plan to rescue the world through him. This guy from nowhere. And then he did these signs. Everybody was astounded. He came to a wedding and he turned water into wine so that the party didn't have to stop. Does anyone remember that guy who couldn't walk? He made him walk. What about that guy who was born blind? He made it so that the man could see. This guy walked on water. He even went to the grave of his friend and brought his stinking corpse back to life. So this guy, right? This guy. He comes out of nowhere. And before you know it, he's walking into Jerusalem and everybody is shouting out at him, welcoming him, shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! They were waving palm branches. And it was a big deal. But then it gets really mixed up pretty quick. Not everyone was that into him. Some really, really hated this guy. And they didn't like the things that he was doing, and they wanted to shut him up. So they made arrangements, and it got pretty dirty. The guy from nowhere gets himself arrested. And then there's a sham trial. And you know exactly what's going to happen, right? The guy from nowhere didn't have a hope. The government holds all the power, and they could do whatever they wanted. And so they did. They used their favorite torturing technique. They nailed his body to a couple of pieces of wood, and they put it in a place where everyone could see him. No one wanted to, but you just had to look. And then everyone had to look away because it was too hard after a while. It was too much. And it wasn't long before he was dead. And everybody thought that was it. That was the end of the story. That guy from nowhere really was a nobody. Some said that he was lying from the beginning. Others said he was a crackpot. Whatever it was really, really sad. Because the dream that we had dared to dream, was over. Now, everybody knew that the guy's friends had to hide for a while. They had to stay low. And everyone assumed that they'd just take off because the soldiers might find them and they might do to his friends what they had done to the guy. But one of the guy's friends was really, really smart. And nobody ever saw this, of course, but heard about it. Because right at the beginning of the week, she got up really, really early before anybody else had a chance to get up, before the sun was up. And she crept through the sleeping city. And she made it to the tomb, the place where they had laid his body. We don't really know what she was planning to do, but when she got there, when she got to the tomb, the massive stone had been moved away, and the body was gone. She thought that the worst had happened. She thought that the body had been stolen. And so she ran as fast as she could to her friends. And of course, her friends, when they heard about this, they had to run back to see for themselves with their own eyes what had happened at the tomb. there was no body. But dead people stay dead, right? Right? Dead people stay dead. Everybody knows that. Come on. Nobody thought that in the middle of human history, the dead would be raised. In the middle of the night, no less. In the middle of confusion and grief. Everyone knew they didn't have a plan. Even though the guy from nowhere had been explaining what was going to go on right from the beginning. He'd been talking to them about it for ages and ages. That's the thing, right? Nobody was expecting this guy from nowhere to be resurrected after all that humiliation. It was totally unexpected. Now, everybody knew that bringing the dead back to life was really just a theological theory for those who have time to sip tea and talk about religious things. But the rest of us, we all knew that it couldn't be real. It couldn't be possible. Don't insult us with half-baked theories of rainbows and unicorns. Nobody was going to go for it. Except these friends did. They saw the empty tomb, and this friend heard him call her name. And she knew instantly that it was him. And they had their hearts and their minds torn open that morning in a way that chased all doubt and fear away. It was like believing in something you thought you'd never, ever know. This guy from nowhere, he was killed, and his corpse lay in a dark tomb Friday, and then Saturday, and then Sunday. Sunday, he returned from the dead, trampling over death by death. And he's not just this guy from nowhere. No, he's God's son. And he launched the rescue of all creation. And he is alive. Everything wrecked and messed up in this world, well, God set this all in motion to make it right again. And he is calling us to set our faces towards him again, to turn our backs on sin and ask his son to make us whole. And for everybody who hears this guy, it's going to take our lifetimes to understand what this day really means. A lifetime. To let it soak into our lives, our thoughts, our feelings, our hopes and dreams. For everybody who hears about this guy and is changed because of him, we are given the beautiful task of running to others to let them know of this good news. And everybody said that he was just a guy from nowhere. But did you hear that he is God's son? Did you hear that he was risen from the dead? Did you hear that he is alive? Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the risen one. And he is making all things new, including me and including you. Amen.